Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. On the phone with us, our special guest, Debbie Smith. Debbie, are you there with us?
I am here.
How are you doing, Debbie?
Blessed.
Now, for those of you that don't remember, we had Debbie on, and Debbie was on with Margaret Diggs, and we let Miles join in for a little while, and then we cut him out. And then the bottom line is Debbie Smith's heart is for toys for joy. Right, Debbie?
Absolutely. We have over 10,000 guests last year in our line of families who don't get a Christmas, and we need toys. We need about 3,000 more toys to get us through this event that happens on Saturday.
Okay, so that's a good improvement, though, because earlier in the week it was almost like at like 5,300. So people have stepped up, so we're doing good. So let's get from you the certain points of information. One, when is the event?
The event is this Saturday, December 14th, from 9 to 2, and it's at Lincoln High School.
Okay, and that's at 4777 Imperial Avenue, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, to get involved, they can go to kprz.com, get information right off the website, correct?
Absolutely. Because our online experience of buying a toy would not get the shipment would not get here in time for the event, we encourage everybody to bring down the toy that they buy to the Rock Church in Point Loma.
Okay.
By Thursday.
Okay, so they need to bring it in by Thursday.
Yes.
More information on the event itself would still be online, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys are looking for volunteers. You're looking for people to give financially. You're looking for clothing and partners. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It takes a village to serve 10,000 people. You know that.
Yeah. No, it takes quite a bit. And we really appreciate it. In fact, when you were here, us talking about the fact that you've been doing this for the entire time, 17 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
And the families have grown more and more in need, as we know in our nation. There's just more families, even working families, that need a hand up.
That's so awesome that you guys are doing that. Now, people need to understand, this is not just a Rock Church event. This is several churches getting together. It's really a reach to the community, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have over 16 local community churches involved partnering with us that are bringing their church members and volunteering. Bayview Baptist has over 300 volunteers. We have City of Hope International that's volunteering. Yeah, it takes a lot, the whole community, to bless the community.
Yeah, no, I like that's well said. I like that. And my understanding is, it's about 2,500 total volunteers, right? 25 to 3,000?
We have over 2,700 scheduled right now online. They're ready to help, starting with the food bank on Thursday and loading in on Friday and serving the people on Saturday.
All right, so a couple of things I want to make sure everybody knows. One of the things that we missed the last time you were on the interview, and I want to make sure we get it on this interview, is the business benefactor, which means that if you're a business and you want to donate $1,000 to Toys for Joy, KPRZ will step up to the plate and give you 20 60-second commercials that will be fully produced for free, but that's in connection to a $1,000 donation to Toys for Joy. So that's not too shabby, huh?
Not at all. They get a win. They get publicity. They get a professional representation of their business. This is great for small businesses that get more resources to leverage their services.
Now, you've done this, like we said, for 17 years. Can you share with us just maybe from your level of, you've participated at probably every facet of giving, of serving, loving on the people. Can you just give us a little glimpse of how it's touched you in the process of you being a participant in giving?
It has put the focus on Jesus is the reason for this season, because Jesus uses all of us to bless other people. We are not created to do work on our own. And I can see it from every level. And giving the $10 to a little girl giving up her birthday quinceañera and asking her friends to bring toys for Toys for Joy, to, you know, the person giving $25,000. It takes everybody. And I've been so blessed to see from every level, somebody giving $10, somebody giving books, you know, and it takes all that, because that's a tool so we can tell them how much Jesus loves them, how much Jesus would use us to bless them. And so a tool like that goes a long way. We even have people who are volunteering who were recipients as kids in their own area in an event like this, and it has touched them the rest of their lives, and they're volunteering and leading this year.
Wow, that is so cool. And we talked about this before. You have the flyer that comes from you guys, and it's Tony and his little sister, and Tony gives up the Iron Man action figure for his sister. Now, being a superhero guy, that is impressive.
And loving your sister. I mean, giving up your toy for your sister. we are just blessed to see how kids even take what the one toy they get, they're willing to share it with other kids. These kids are demonstrating what the body of Christ is like. They get one thing, even if the widow's mite is given, God can multiply that and bless a family completely.
Yeah, that's so cool. All right, I want to mention again that business benefactor, because if you're a business and you're out there and you're right, that's a big deal, right? $1,000 to Toys for Joy, 20 60-second commercials that are fully produced. That's a good opportunity to give, but then to be blessed for giving.
Absolutely, and that's going to get their – you guys are a great partner to do that for them, because they're going to get a professionally produced segment on your stations.
Yeah, and if they really get involved, what's going to happen is – and people forget this. They're putting into their account for eternity. And the last time I checked, I'm not brilliant on investments, but the account that gives you back a return for the longest – and the strongest, that's the best kind of account. These are eternal accounts, right?
Absolutely. God's eternal banking account and return on investment supersedes our lifetime.
Yeah.
It helps other people to give in their lifetime and be givers from generations to come. So you could be a legacy giver, starting in with this, with your business, with your family. Come on down Friday night and help us set up. We need a lot of people to help set up for 10,000 people the night before. So you come down to Lincoln High School anytime after 3 o'clock and help us set up for the event.
Awesome. And then again, they can get the information on KPRZ going to the website, or, you know, they can participate that way. They can contact you also through the website and see where they can fit in. But this is this Saturday. So we're not talking, oh, well, let's wait. There is no wait. It's now, right?
The need is now. Over 10,000 flyers have gone out to the community inviting them. And the schools are so – there's teachers that we were dropping off flyers to that were just crying, saying, I have families that need this event so bad. And so they're going to come down and volunteer and see their kids in line and tell them what a great event this is. So it's a community involvement to bless our community people. In the Bible, in Acts the apostle said there was nobody in need, because all the needs were met by the church. And we as a church need to step up, do what we can, and let God do the rest.
Yeah. Well said. Well said, Debbie. Good job on that one. All right, so let's cover this. So you can be a volunteer, you can give. And by the way, in the giving process, it's not just a return on investment for those in that mindset. It's not an ROI. It's an RFE. It's not an ROI. It's an RFE. Not a return on investment, but return for eternity.
I like that.
You like that? That's an RFE. I just made that up. I don't know.
RFE.
Okay, so volunteer, you can give. Clothing, you can partner. Go to kprz.com to get some more information. Get involved. Even if you just spend an hour, 2 hours helping, you'll be helping outreach to the community and reach out to the community simultaneously and telling the community, you know what? It doesn't matter what the media says. It doesn't matter what these people, hey, we love you. Jesus loves you. And we want to support you and your family in this time. And that's a good
message,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Be a part of the solution in your community and loving people.
Okay. Great job, Debbie Smith. 17 year. You're the 17 year veteran. Next year, I'm going to be talking to you. It's going to be 18 years.
Now I'm only 20 years old.
Yeah. Wait a second. All right. Good job, Debbie. I really appreciate it. Ladies and okay, do me a favor and hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't depart from us quite yet. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Get more information on Toys for Joy by going to KPRZ.com. Help out and be a community outreach person. We'll be right back.
Got a friend in me.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Love holiday music and a little wow? Come and see special local choir singing live at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway throughout December. The season never sounded so good. For more information, please visit pstramway.com.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Shane and Phil.
Hey, Christmas tour.
Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. Kids at 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
You know, my question to you, Dave, is if you've gotten so good at the guitar, why don't you play other tunes?
Well, because I play this one with one hand. With the other hand, that's my other hand, I stretch my head. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Get ready for this riff, people. Right here. Oh, yeah.
That's always why, you know, why this is live, is we don't fade the music down, because there's nothing to fade. You're just playing. It just stops like this.
Yeah. What? Oh, we're done. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Very funny, Robo. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. By the way, if you want to reach the show, you know, there's people that reach the show, it's like, you know, you have a level of irreverence. What? What? What?
You're a reverend? What?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yes, we do. You know what I love about Jesus? Absolutely love about Jesus. That the religious people couldn't stand him. That's my one of my favorite. Being, you know, I was born and raised Jewish, became a Christian, but going to private Hebrew school and then being in kind of that realm a little bit, it's, I love it because it's like there's the genuine people in that realm. And then there's the people that are always going through the motions. It turns out becoming a Christian, there's the genuine people, and then there's people just going through the motions. It seems like they're in all realms. Like, who knew? Right? Who knew? No, but you would never think that. What's going to be great is when the Lord comes back, there's going to be so many wonderful people that are connected to the Lord. However, not every chair will be empty. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There we go. By the way, nice job by Debbie. Debbie did a nice job. She's always, she's got that great passion for Toys for Joy. And she does a great job. Any information you want to get, any connection you want to make, you can go to kprz.com. You can also call the station. We'll tell you where to go, what to do. And that kind of stuff. A couple pieces of news that I guess are worthwhile bringing up, right? I don't know if they're worthwhile. Is that the right word? Worthwhile or just show filler? Which one?
No, I think they're, I mean, the one we were talking about off the air, right, I definitely think
let's talk about that first.
Worthwhile. This kind of just makes you shake your head.
All right, here it is. School suspends 6-year-old for creating an atomic bomb and sticking it up the principal's nose. Oh, wait, that's not what it says. Hold on. A school suspends a 6-year-old for reconstructing the foundational of a building and making it tilt 15 feet to the left. Nope, that's not what it says. School suspends a 6-year-old for sexual harassment for kissing a friend / on the hand / cheek. That's the real one. So a 6-year-old child kisses a friend on the hand or the cheek. Now watch this. Watch what I'm going to do here. You know you're not going to like this, right? They kiss the child on the hand or the cheek, another child on the hand or the cheek, and they get suspended for sexual harassment. Here's the key, folks. If the boy who kissed the girl had kissed another boy, there would be no suspension. And if it was a transgender issue, they would be singing his praises. That's
the, true. I actually didn't even think about that, but you're very true.
It's absolutely a fact. If the boy had kissed another boy on the hand or the cheek, they would have said, oh, sexual expression, yeehaw! And the leg butt people would have went nuts. Leg butt, that's, what does that stand for? A lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
It's almost like indirect brainwashing.
It's unbelievable, these people. And then, if this had been a transgender issue, they'd have just made a bathroom for everybody. That's all they know how to do is make a bathroom for somebody. 6-year-old is suspended for being a 6-year-old. Well, so much for letting kids be kids. Let's just scratch that. By the way, that's what happens when your kid is in a public school like that. That's, you can't get away from that. That's why we support half-price tuition, because it's like it's getting nuttier. And if you can't, by the way, all those things on the half-price tuition, I want to say this. I know this is going to get everybody in management mad at me. Oh, well. If you decide I want to do this, but I can't do it all in one chunk and I need to make payments, you can make payments. Shh.
You are not authorized to access this area.
Yeah, I'm not authorized to do a lot of things here. Anyway, number two, let's point that. Yeah, you can make payments. I know. I know. They don't say it in the commercial. Guess what? You can do it. Number two is this one. The lake shop owner, I'm sorry, the cake shop owner tells Fox and Friends he would go to jail to avoid making a cake for a gay wedding. How a judge can tell the cake maker you must make a cake for a gay couple, though he doesn't support gay marriage. How the judge can tell the cake maker or the baker how he has to make anything is absolutely Nazi Germany, no matter what you say to me. That's like the Nazis. You will do this, and you will listen to our command.
You will like it.
I mean, it's like, come on, people. This is America, Jack. If you don't like it, get out. But here's my favorite piece. Dave's mad. No, no. I'm softer, kinder, and gentler. Just ask me. How's that? Is that a good one? Just ask me. What's our time? Are we almost out? I got the... Okay. Can you play that again? I really like it. I got this one story. I'm going to wait to talk about it. Oh, primarily because I think I better take a break. Because if I don't take a break, you know what's going to happen? The rest of the brain that I have, it's going to fall out the back part of my head where I have no hair. Oh, wait.
That would make great TV. Unfortunately, on radio, no one would care.
That's true. Hey, I got a face for radio. I don't got a face. I don't have anything for TV. You know, I have some like of some shows, mostly disdain for most.
You've lost your minds and you've gone to the Bahamas. See ya. And for those of you that haven't, maybe you can get a passport.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rick Warren going on the Pierce Morgan show. Why he does that, who knows? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, spiritual teachings, news, goofiness, and life.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our very good friends at Excalibur Roofing. And people are like, you know, you just did a read for Excalibur Roofing 30 minutes. Didn't I just do a read for them 30 minutes
ago? You did, but
ago?
David, you didn't give it the royal treatment.
What's that? Even I don't know what that is. What's the royal
treatment? I'm just making an Excalibur reference.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, good. I feel like I'm at a round table discussing this with you. Here's the thing. The thing about this is Excalibur. Now, what I mentioned before is what I'm going to say again. Is that okay if I kind of bring this back?
Oh, sure.
The fact that Excalibur Roofing is long-term committed to the show and that we're long-term committed to them is what makes the difference, not just for their success, but for our success. That's true for any sponsor that really wants to get the most out of it. It's just a fact. It's a fact that radio is not fast food. Radio is – you're not supposed to say that on the air. I don't care. It's a radio is not fast food. Radio is a sit-down dining experience. It's the only way to explain
most
it.
Relationships in radio, when you're talking client to station to client, whatever, they take time to develop and nurture for the message to get out there. And when you're committed to each other, it just all falls into place.
Yeah, it works out great. I really believe that. So with Excalibur Roofing, there's a couple things that got rolling. First of all, you can go to excaliburroofing.com, get information about the company. Okay. Second, they're offering lifetime career opportunities to be a part of their team. You know what I like what Eric said? First of all, they're looking for more people. Oh, we can't find any work. There's an opportunity. Check it out. ExcaliburRoofing.com. And no, they're not going to, you don't get to work for 3 hours and then get to make $70,000 a year. Doesn't work that way. Okay. You got to be a part of it. So you go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get that information. You call 760-743-8803 to get any estimates you're looking to for your roof. Here's the other part of it. They're committed so that when they look at your roof, they don't think they're just, it's another business job, it's another number, it's another this. They don't look at you as cattle. Now, unfortunately, and it is true, folks, that in the world of radio and television and print and internet advertising and all of these realms, most 95%+ look at everybody as cattle. It's a fact, right? I mean, everything is numbers, this, and margins, this, and blah, 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 blah. Here's what I'd say. You know where you should be a part of if you're a business? Anybody that's going to be with you in advancing the kingdom or in advancing your cause, if it's a good cause or what you're doing. And for those that are just looking for numbers, I don't discourage you from doing radio, but I'm telling you, you're missing the big picture. You're just missing it. And Excalibur Roofing, not missing the big picture. And I like that. I just think that's a great thing. You need new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, or you need somebody to speak on your behalf on a regular basis. See, that's what I see when I go on there? See what I did right there? Did you catch that? Okay. Excalibur Roofing is who you want to call. 760-743-8803. And we appreciate that. By the way, I talked to Eric. Let me tell you this. Ingrid is his wife. She's coming on the show next. Eric, getting booted. Off, dude. You're off. Your wife's coming on. Is that great? So Ingrid's going to come on. So I don't know if she knows that. I hope he told her, because if not, she just heard it on the air. Uh-oh. Anyway, what can you do? A couple things to cover. Nothing super, super significant, because we only got, like 3 minutes. But I want to do this DDD, which I think is relatively important for all of us to recognize. And that's this. I want to talk about this for just a second. I want to talk about God's timing. Can I talk to you about God's timing for a second, please? Do you mind? Can you write this passage down for me, brother? Joshua chapter 5, verse 10 through 12. Listen to this verse. You want to hear about timing? Because everybody's like, well, if the Lord did this, or if this happened, if only this happened. If you're looking at your life, and you look back at your life, and you say, if only, you're missing it. If you say next time, you're getting closer. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10 through 12 says this. While the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month, on the desert plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan during that year. Now, that's a lot of scripture for a lot of you going, what? But let me explain to you what it says in the most simplistic terms. Verse 11 says, on that very day, on the very day that they had manna, they also had produce from the land. As soon as they had produce from the land, they no longer had manna the next day. To the very day, God fed them for 40 years. Every day, manna, until the people ate from the actual produce of the land. Then, on that very day, the manna stopped. Because God's timing for a nation for 430 years in bondage and for 40 years in the desert. God's timing is perfect for an entire nation to the day. You think he's got your timing nailed down? Here's the big closing thought. Listen to this thought, Robo. You'll blow your mind. Manna was the food for the desert journey that they went on for 40 years. Now they were going to eat food from the promised land. So manna was the food they ate during their journey to get to the promised land. Now that they got to the promised land, the manna stops, and now they're eating food actually produced from the promised land. The Lord sustained them with manna until they got to the place they were supposed to get to, and then exchanged the manna from actual produce from the land of promise. How long have you been eating manna is the question, and when would you like to start eating food from the promised land? What? Yeah, baby. Don't tell me that's not hot. That's hot. You betcha. All right, folks, that's good stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, oh, it's just going to be crazy.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. So here's what we got going on. So we tell everybody as much as we can. So RoboPaul was doing the show in the beginning. And then what happens typically, right about 15 after, maybe 20 after or so, 15 to 20 after, then he switches with RoboProducer. RoboProducer comes in about 12:20, usually runs to the end of the show. Today, RoboProducer, apparently he got transported and is already in exit mode and is on his way. Now, I'm not going to tell you what he's doing this evening, but I will give you a hint. It has something to do with movies, Hobbits, and him watching it. So it's got something along those lines. So you got to just kind of figure out where he's going. So he's going to a sneak preview. I think he's only going to get a short clip. Oh, that's bad. Because it's the Hobbit. See, see, RoboPaul's already shaking his head. I didn't even get out the door. He's already shaking his head. Listen to this story. I've got a DDD that I'm to do, but I have to do this story. Listen to this. This is a fascinating story. How many people, now this is not 100% factual, but it's interesting. How many people heard the Sermon on the Mount? How many people heard the Sermon on the, and most people are like going, well, it doesn't really tell you. That's right. It doesn't really tell you. There's no way to know. But I will tell you that there are some incredibly famous speeches that have been done throughout the last 2,000 years with no amplification. This story comes off of Fox News. The question is, how many people could it have been? The people are going to be upset about this, but if you remember in a particular movie that did something about the time of Christ, they were talking about Jesus doing a sermon, and the people in the very, 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 very back row, when they heard Jesus saying, "Blessed are the peacemakers," they turned to one another and said, "What did he say? What did he say?" And the one person said, "He said, blessed are the cheesemakers." So if you remember that, that was, come on, folks, it's a joke. So anyway, the point is that how many people were there where they could clearly hear? The reason why this really even came up is in the 1730s, a preacher named George Whitefield, it's not Whitfield, it's Whitefield, had huge crowds and actually said that he could have had as many as 80,000 people there. And so there was somebody at New York University who decided to do the research on it because they didn't believe that. So they went. He went home and did all these calculations. He did all of these different elements in the calculations, figured out that the area of people was about 23,000 square meters, and then he did the sound decibels, did the whole nine yards to figure out how many people could have actually been heard by the preacher Whitefield as he was preaching. And it turns out, listen to this, it turns out that it is possible for the situation that he was in, to have spoken to more than 120,000 people where they could have heard audibly where he was speaking. So it makes you think, and then the guy started applying this to other things, how many people could have been on the Sermon on the Mount? And it's like, well, it could have been this amount, it could have been this amount, it could have been 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, it could have been 500, but it could have been 50,000. We don't know. Here's the one thing we do know when I pose this question to somebody else. How many people have heard the Sermon on the Mount? Probably about 600 million have heard the Sermon on the Mount, because from the time Jesus gave it to now, it's still being heard. It's one of the few sermons that never stops. Now, that's not unlike many pastoral sermons, which when you're sitting there Sunday morning, they seem to never stop. That's a different never stop. See, that's a completely different concept. Can I take a moment to talk about this? Do you mind? This is a kind of a funny but unique element. When Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, if you'll take the time and read that, you'll find out it takes somewhere between 22 and 29 minutes, depending on your reading pace, for the Sermon on the Mount, the most famous speech ever given. The most famous speech ever. There is no modern-day equivalent at all. For actually billions of people by now have heard the Sermon on the Mount. But the irony behind that is that when Jesus talked, he talked for roughly at a max 30 minutes. Okay? Now, when the Apostle Paul was teaching in the book of Acts, and many preachers use this, being a former preacher, I can tell you this. The Bible talks about Paul starting his preaching at about 6 p.m. one day and going through midnight and all the way to the morning. Which means that he preached for 12 hours or so. Now watch this. Do you know how many words are recorded out of that 12-hour sermon? Paul, take a guess. Robo, take a guess. How many words out of the sermon?
Zero.
That is correct. Zero words were recorded out of Paul's 12-hour marathon. You know what was recorded about that event?
That he gave the speech or gave the sermon?
Nope. That a young man was listening to him go on, the Greek says, and the young man from the third floor fell out of the building, fell into the ground, and died. And Paul had to pray for him and raise him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's what you get out of Paul's 12-hour sermon. One very bored, very dead kid that God had to raise from the dead, and no recorded words. Because the sermon, as good as Paul even thought it was, wasn't good enough from God's point of view. However, the most famous sermon ever, 30 minutes. So here's my argument. When the preachers are up there, and I, being one of them in former position and supporting all churches everywhere, I say to all preachers everywhere, if you need to talk longer than Jesus to make your point, maybe you should revise how you're making the point. Because if the attention span for a college student at an MIT class that's 52 minutes long is 36 minutes, what do you think the attention span is for somebody who's in a church who's sitting there thinking about San Diego Chargers? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't preach. I'm not saying don't teach. All I'm saying is it's not necessary for anybody to teach length. It's really content that you're looking for. Trust me. So for those that like to be long-winded, it's very much appreciated. For many people do enjoy it, and you just do whatever the Lord's telling you to do. But from a biblical recorded point of view, the longest sermon that was worthwhile mentioning was 30 minutes. Is that? Here's the thing. What's the most famous speech that you have heard of in your lifetime? In your lifetime, what's one of the most famous speeches you've ever heard of in the last 100 years? Do anything come to mind?
I would go either Martin Luther King or JFK.
Now, in the last 100 years. So you're going to go with those two guys? What about the one that was done by Winston Churchill?
Churchill's a good one.
Okay. Do you remember what the whole context of that was?
During World War II, we'll fight them on the beaches, we'll fight them on the sands, and
okay.
So forth.
Now, there's another one that he gave to a Harvard graduating class. It was 147 words, but only 9 words were important. You know what they were?
I don't.
Did you know that this was one of the most successful Harvard graduating classes ever? And this was the shortest speech ever given at Harvard, ever? Which is probably an interesting correlation. It's the one where he said, never give up, 3 times. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. And you walk away from a speech, and if the only thing you remember is never give up, you just scored a big one. Because that's what people need to remember. Don't give up. So my point in that is saying that, encouraging everybody, if you're a person like me, I listen to sermons all the time. And not every nuance is something that I catch. I take what I can take. I write down. I process it. All I'm saying to you is, A, if you're a listener, listen better. And B, if you're a speaker, you don't need to talk longer than Jesus. Okay? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You don't need to. You can. You just don't need to. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Somebody's going to get mad at me for that, huh? They're going to get upset. Oh, well, I can't do anything about that. All right, here's something that's super, super cool. You want to hear the coolest thing of the day? I'll give it to you right now, and then we're going to close out with the DD in the next segment. Guess what encourages people to believe in God? Take a shot in your mind and think, what encourages belief in God? What is it in life that encourages belief in God? Paulie, what encourages you, just in general, into a belief in God? What just encourages you? Everything comes to mind. Anything in particular?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Here's the thing that they did. They did a survey and they found out that the amazing sights on planet Earth encourage people to a belief in God. What do you think of that?
That's a good answer. It's better than my answer.
Well, here it is. Researchers at the Association of Psychological Science have released a new study that suggests that awe, specifically brought on by creation, increases one's tendency to believe in God. Go figure, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, which says that God gives a witness through his creation. Whoa! You mean you could have read the scripture the whole time, and then you would have known? That's right, Curly. As scripture mentions in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, God gives testimony and witness through his creation. A little bit ahead of the curve, let's say it, 2,000 years ahead of the curve, ahead of the Association of Psychological Science, God gives witness through his creation. Thank you very much. Good to know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to close with a really cool DDD.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market took a small step back today with the S&P easing from its record close. At the finish today, the Dow Jones averaged down about 52 points at 15,973 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ about 8 points lower, down to 4060 on the high techs. And the S&P down almost 6 points today at 1802. All three of the major indexes a little bit lower on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement income plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your retirement consultation with me. The number to call is 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Be sure to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue, 800-727-PLAN.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is back this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammo, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
If they don't have it here, they don't have it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Sales are conducted in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws.
Avoid the lines. Buy tickets at crossroadsgunshows.com.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Ladies and gentlemen, special call-in, just real quickly. We have calling in right now on the phone with us, Jean-Luc Picard. Jean-Luc, we only have about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Jean-Luc, are you there? Jean-Luc, are you there? Jean-Luc. As, you know what? It must be space disruption. Jean-Luc, he is not there. We'll have to do him another time. Jean-Luc, you'll have to call back. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a DDD that I want to do. Before I do, there's a little something I want to talk about. It's this one little piece that I brought up earlier in the show that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to close out with a DDD. I want you to kind of catch the connection between the two, and here we go. On the show, not on the show, but on the show, Piers Morgan show, Rick Warren was on the show with Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was giving Rick a hard time, and Rick said the following, and I don't know how anybody in the world can disagree. Here's what Rick said: I fear the disapproval of God more than I fear your disapproval, Piers. It's like, right? I mean, does that make sense? Is that logical or what? Here's my response to that. Every Christian should have the same attitude that Rick Warren just communicated. Every Christian should have that exact same attitude. And I'll tell you why. Because you can't be wondering how you can be concerned with people who are in the world, whether they approve or disapprove of you. How can we possibly care about the approval of the world unless we're living for the world? In other words, we don't live for the approval of the world. And some people say, well, Dave, what about a witness? What about a witness to the world? Here's my response. That might be fine, but the world does not tell us how to witness. The fact that Piers Morgan was telling Rick Warren he was disapproving of him is like, ooh, who cares? Nobody can. No, why would you? Well, nobody can. What? I'm sorry. Does Piers Morgan have a heaven to put you into? No, he doesn't. That's my whole point. So let's wind this up with a DDD. And then Jean-Luc, we're not going to be able to do Jean-Luc today. That's not going to work. So let me close this out with you real quickly. I know Jean-Luc's just like, I want to. But I cannot do it, Jean-Luc. It cannot work today. But here's the question. And here's the thing I want to ask you. As a Christian, listen to this. And write this down, Paulie. This is a big deal. Do we Herod the Holy One? Do we Herod the Holy One? That's the question. Do we Herod the Holy One? What am I talking about? Luke 23, 8 through 11. Luke chapter 23, verses 8 through 11 says this. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. For a long time, he wanted to see him because he had heard about him and was hoping to see some miracle performed by him. So he kept asking him questions, but Jesus did not answer him. See, he wasn't pleasing Herod, was he? The chief priests and the scribes stood by vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, with his soldiers, treated Jesus with contempt, mocked him, dressed him in a brilliant robe, and sent him back to Pilate. Here's the question. Do we Herod the Holy One? Do we Herod Jesus? Herod was looking to see Jesus perform some miracle. Oh boy! Oh boy! I get to see Jesus perform a miracle! Oh boy! And then he kept plying him with questions after questions after questions. And you know what? Jesus didn't respond. Here's a message for every Christian. Here's a message. Ready? Jesus doesn't do birthday parties. In other words, he doesn't perform like a seal. You can't say, oh, I want to see a miracle now. I want you to answer this question. I don't understand this. Answer this, Jesus. Like he's some response, he's got some kind of requirement to respond to our inquiry. He's got some kind of responsibility to acknowledge our inquiry. Jesus, he's not that. He's the Son of God. He has no requirement to respond. He has no requirement to respond to us calling upon him to perform. That's not how that works. See, Jesus is Lord. He's the King of the universe. And you can ask him to perform miracles. You can seek him. You can seek and pursue and ask him questions. But you demand nothing of him. You demand nothing of him. And Herod, because he didn't like the way Jesus responded, the Bible says that Herod treated Jesus with contempt. So my simple question, as Christians, do we at any point treat Jesus with contempt? Do we expect him to perform miracles and to answer our questions like any good performer would? Or do we acknowledge that he is the Son of the living God, the Christ, the Messiah, and that we are his servants? And not our will, but his will be done. Can you say amen? Let's not Herod the Holy One. Let's not treat the Lord with contempt like Herod did. Jesus doesn't have to perform miracles for us. He doesn't have to answer questions for us. And he doesn't do birthday parties. Don't treat him with contempt. And if we do, we need to apologize for it as soon as possible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and when we come back, oh boy, it's going to be more fun than ever before.